Next patient is Samuel Hardy. The last name is H-A-R-D-Y. Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old African-American male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Period. The patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus, more than 40 years. He has arterial hypertension that has been under control, hyperlipidemia, a remote history of smoking and obesity. Period. The laboratory workup that was done on January the 7th of 2022 disclosed a significant deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine went up to 2.26 milligrams per cent, and the estimated EFR came down to 34 mLs per minute. The albumin is 3.7. The liver function tests are slightly elevated. ALT is 51. AST is 47. The BUN was 30. The serum electrolytes were normal limits. Period. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.3, period. This patient is having a proteinuria that has increased. To 1,250 milligrams in 24 hours, has been elevated and has shown deterioration of the kidney function. The best alternative at this point is to order a kidney biopsy, period. We are going to screen the patient for a possible glomerulopathy different from diabetes, diabetic nephropathy. And we are going to recommend the kidney biopsy, period. When discussed with the patient, he wants and he prefers to wait for the biopsy. The condition was explained at length during the telehealth visit. The wife was present at the time, and the patient is reluctant to have the biopsy done at the present time. The PTH is just 35. The urine culture is completely negative. In the urinalysis, there is the evidence of leukocyte esterase 1 plus and protein 3 plus with trace of occult blood. 25 vitamin D. Is 23. The patient is on supplementation. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus under good control. Number three, obesity. The patient has lost 6 pounds of body weight. And he was recommended to continue losing weight and controlling the blood sugar following the diet period. Following number, hypothyroidism on supplementation. The thyroid profile has been with a normal range. Following number, hyperlipidemia that has been treated with the administration of statins is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 135 over 85. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the imaging and the lab in the intervention through the telehealth 20 minutes and in the documentation of the case 10 minutes.